Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. Maybe one of the most bizarre things I've ever encountered in my broadcasting history, and we're spanning 36 years. Throughout the country all night long now, we've been just happy with glee over the announcement that those coal miners, 12 of 13, were found alive and were rescued. Now there is a breaking story, and it's starting to go all over the country on CNN, Fox News, Matt Drudge, that despite earlier reports around the country, family members in West Virginia now say that only one trapped miner brought out alive, and he is in critical condition, that all the other 12 are dead. And reporters now are saying things like, we were lied to, not misinformation, not someone didn't hear the right thing, that we were lied to. Now, this is one of the strangest things I've ever heard. I'm going to continue to follow up with that. We're going to be back with Sylvia in a moment. We'll take your phone calls. Assuming this tragic news is correct, we were going to have open lines next hour, and we will, but I'm going to continue the program for an additional hour beyond that if this very horrible story continues to be the case. I'll be back in a moment with Sylvia Brown, your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. They're talking about the possibility of a miscommunication between rescue crews and command center about those survivors. So that story that now is breaking is that 12 of the 13 are reported dead, not alive. How tragic, Sylvia Brown, for this to occur after a worldwide euphoria
exactly.
that they may have been alive.
And well, how crazy for them to report that they were alive when they weren't.
You know, I had a reporter on from West Virginia to start my program tonight. And one of the first questions I asked her was, were these miners pulled out? Is that how they're saying that they've been rescued? Or did they hear them? What was going on? And she said, well, I really don't know. But she alluded to the fact that they weren't pulled out yet, but that they were all in the process of. And any time in a coal mine situation, when you hear that, that's still dangerous because anything can happen. The mine could, you know, cave in again.
Anything.
So we're going to follow that story this hour when we're with you, Sylvia, and taking phone calls. And then those of you with our affiliate stations, I will be live in that last hour of Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I don't really think there's anybody alive. If there is, I think maybe only one. I just don't believe that there's. I haven't heard anything because I've been with you, but I just don't think they are alive.
That's frustrating.
It's terrible.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Everybody was, false hope. Exactly.
West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Sylvia, hello?
Yes, dear.
I'm a Gemini dragon. I was born on...
you don't have to tell me that.
All right, dear. Sylvia, I'd like to ask you, what does an awake dream mean when you are taken back into your body? And you see
that's an astral projection. That's when you're out of your body, and then you slam back in.
Well, I was laying there awake, but this time I was taken back, and I saw my very own breath coming out of my body like a steam factory.
What does that mean? If people will find themselves near their body, see their body, or they'll even be up on the ceiling and look down. You see what I'm saying? Which, again, proves what I've said even in my book, if you could see what I see, is that, the soul survives. That's what my whole thrust has been, is the soul survives. If we can get out, for God's sake, and have full consciousness and see our body, what does that show us? That the soul survives.
And that's what it was showing me.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful, especially at this time for me.
Yes, because it's been a tough time for you this last year.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's wonderful to know.
It only gets better. Sylvia, I don't know if you recall the time you were on with me, and this was probably well over a year ago. You saved someone from committing suicide. He's probably a regular listener to the program now, and definitely when you're on the show, but he sent me an email afterwards. He had gotten on the air. He had a chance to talk with you. You changed his life. He was going to do himself in that night.
Oh, I'm so glad.
First time caller line, you're on the air with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm from Haywood.
Yeah.
Now, where's Haywood, Kelly?
Haywood's near me. It's up
Oh, it's up in California?
Area.
Northern.
Yeah.
Okay, sure thing. Go ahead.
I was wondering, I had a question about maybe my career choice. I'm only 19, but I want to know if I'm on track with my chart and the name of my spirit guide.
Well, you are on track, but see, you're a humanitarian, so you're going to have to get into something that has to do with therapy, nursing, holistic, you know, because that's what humanitarians do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess I'm not really in the field for that right now.
Yeah, but see, you're going to find yourself, because there's no humanitarian that can't work with people.
Right. And the name of my spirit guide?
Is Helena.
That's funny. Okay.
Okay, appreciate you being on the show, Kelly. Next up, because so many are calling, we'll get as many as we can in this hour with Sylvia Brown. Then I've got 2 hours of open lines. Wildcard line, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, admire you both so much, and Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you.
Yes, my question quickly is, what does the job market look like for Texas?
No, the job market is really going to recover. It's really going to be good. Yeah, it really is going to, you're going to see that even, you know, after Katrina and all that other mess we have, we're going to start seeing a rebuild.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, that is quite wonderful. Well, that was my question.
All right, that's short and sweet.
And thank you very much. God bless you both.
Yeah, God bless you too, dear.
Bye.
What's up on conferences and trips, Sylvia?
Oh, you mean for me?
For you, sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in about 30 cities next year, and I'm going to have, you know, in Vegas and everywhere. It's called, and in Toronto, I'm going to do You Can Do It, you know. In other words, it's like whatever you want to do, you can do. You know, your life is open.
So your schedule hasn't slowed at all, has it?
No, I don't want to slow. I've always told my booking person, you know, that, of course, I scared her to death. She said, well, you know, how long are you going to do this? I said, well, I'll probably die on stage. Of course, I didn't tell her I had 20 more years, so she kept looking at me to see if I was going to drop dead every minute.
Okay, next up, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. Welcome. You're on with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hey, this is Sarah from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. No problem.
Miss Brown, we have a serial rapist that is targeting young children here in Tulsa.
Oh,
any idea who he is and if he'll be caught anytime soon?
Yeah. His first name is Ben.
Okay.
His second name is Hallie, you know, like Halle Berry. I don't know if it's Halle or Hally.
Okay.
But here's the thing that bothers me. He is a... he works for the city, you know, like people that paint lines and stuff on the road.
Okay.
That bothers me.
Okay.
Because that's why he can get around, you see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, there was a suggestion that maybe he was working for, like, the phone company.
Yeah, but no, I think he's working for the city.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is he going to be caught anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he'll be caught within the next month or two.
Next month or two. Okay.
Sylvia, what do you see happening with Iran? I mean, they're talking about really getting going with their nuclear program. Israel may do something. Now there's talk that NATO, with us primarily, may do something. What do you see?
I don't see them doing anything, really. I think it's just a lot of talk.
Well,
what I'm really more concerned about is the Koreans. I'm really kind of concerned about the Koreans and China. Because I think they've got a lot of stuff that we don't know about.
Could it break loose?
Yes, it could break loose, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. You know, it's kind of like the sleeping giant. You know, we're it's sort of like a diversion tactic. Here we are in Iraq, and then we've got all these other countries that are really building power.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're up with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, it's all yours, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. God bless both of you.
Well, God bless you too, dear.
I was just wondering if we're going to go into Syria.
No, and, I don't.
And also, if the terrorists, if we're going to, you know, in the next year or two, we're going to kind of knock these terrorists out.
No, I don't see that so much. I'm more concerned about European countries than I am us. I really am. I'm more concerned about, and I said that too on Montel, you know, and look at what so many of these countries have had, you know, France and everything else. I think they're going to hit other areas besides ours, which I don't, I'd rather they didn't hit anything.
Can I ask you one other question?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had this overwhelming dream last, I don't know, 3 months. And I was born June 24th, and I just keep feeling like I'm not going to make it.
Oh, yes, you are. You know what you're doing is you're doing a past life thing.
Oh,
you know,
right?
A lot of times in past lives, you know, whether we're 50, 60, we think we're going to die, or even 40, but so many times I've found about 90% or 95% of the time it's from a past life, because stop and think about it, 100 years ago, people didn't live that long.
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I got heart problems and other stuff.
Yeah, but like I said, there's going to be a lot of breakthrough. The only thing you have to be a little bit concerned about is make sure that you do get some kind of blood thinner like Plavix. I'm not a doctor, but I'd also watch out for your left ventricle. Make sure that they keep a watch on that.
Sylvia, you know, you had mentioned that you think it's going to be Kerry versus McCain.
Mm-hmm.
How, what about a winner between those two?
I actually think that this time Kerry will win.
Will it be close?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd like to say, I guess I'm a little bit more, you know, I just like McCain's whole attitude about things, but I think Kerry will win.
Well, what do you think of those two teaming up together? Is that a possibility?
That's a possibility, yeah, yeah. But I think McCain, because of his background, his knowledge, and his intellect, I think he would be an asset. Kerry's no slouch either, trust me, he's no slouch either.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're up with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're fine, thanks.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First, Sylvia, I would like to say I greatly appreciate what you do for all the people that need your help.
Oh.
I saw you on Larry King Live, and I don't know how you deal with that. I really don't.
Well, you know, let's put it this way, honey. If it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be skeptics, would there?
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. But I know that you've helped me more than anybody I personally know.
Oh,
I am grateful.
Great. Well.
So that's all the proof that they need.
Well, honey,
I'm sure...
let me tell you something. You had to be ready for it, too. So you got to give yourself a pat on the back.
Well, the reason that I'm calling tonight is because I would like to know if I happen to have a pending court case, not criminal, but another type of court case, would that go in my favor?
Yes, it would. Because, see, you're a principal person, so it's really a justice thing for you.
Okay. And about how much longer do you think it's going to take?
Oh, you know, the court systems, and I don't think you have to be psychic for that. It's going to be at least 5 or 6 months.
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to take much longer then.
Yeah, but, you know, if you win, who cares?
Right. And will it be a large judgment?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. That's basically what I needed. Anne, could you tell me my spirit guide's name?
Yeah, her name is Belda, B-E-L-D-A.
It's
a female.
Thank you so much. I love you, Sylvia.
I love you too, darling.
You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you, George.
Okay, thanks. How many spirit guides are there out there, Sylvia?
Oh, God, everybody has a spirit guide. The strange thing about it is I've never seen one around Saddam Hussein or Manson, so I think they just...
They have devil guides.
Yeah, no kidding. They got something, but they sure don't... I've never seen any angels around them or anything.
Does a spirit guide ever double up and take, you know, several people under his wing?
No, but you know what? I've always had this vision of the spirit guides getting together and saying to, you know, each other, if you think you've got problems, look over here at what I'm dealing with, you know. No, but they do converse with each other, because I've had people tell their spirit guide to get a hold of my spirit guide, and I will get a hit from that.
Okay, next up, first-time caller line. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, and where are you calling from?
I'm Heather, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, Heather, take it away.
Well, Sylvia, I am wondering, if someone is having dreams of the other side, people that have passed over, how is one to know whether or not they're real or if it's just, you know, imagination?
Well, you see, my guide told me many years ago, and George was asking me about that. She said the worst word that was ever coined in the English language, and I thought she was going to say some kind of cuss word, she said is the word imagination, because she said you can't make imagery out of nothing. In other words, if I said to you, okay, let's you and I construct a wang doodle, well, you'd say, well, you're crazy. You know, it has to be something that's known. So, no, absolutely, it's valid. You do visit. You do see. That's how I wrote my other books, is because so many people, whether they were Islamic, whether they were Presbyterian, they all saw the same things.
Right. Because I have had, over the last several years, a lot of dreams with people I don't know who are coming to me asking for help or, you know, showing me things that have happened, and I have no idea what to do with that information.
Well, I think
a lot of times I get just absolutely freaked out or I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, but I would keep a journal, because it's sort of like, you know, and I think there is some validity, the ghost whisper and some of these that people do have these. I have them, and sometimes you don't know what you're supposed to do with them, but if you keep a journal, then you will. Eventually it begins to be not just symbols or things, but then you can write about it and tell people what you do know.
Right. I'm also in hospice. I work for hospice. And
oh,
I wondered, yeah, I'm a very sensitive person.
Yes, empathetic.
And I can pick up, I think, on when people are having visits from the other side.
Oh, sure.
But I also wonder if my patients can sense spirit guides and spirits around.
Oh, sure, they do. And even doctors that I know that used to be really rigid are now coming to the foreground and saying, oh, my God, I did see this white whirling mass go out of the person when they died, or I did feel a presence in the room. So, you know, it's becoming more mainstream than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. On a more personal note, may I ask?
No, we cannot take all personal calls, Heather, okay? There's just too many. But thank you for your input with Sylvia Brown. By the way, I tell you what we're going to do. For the rest of this hour, we'll take phone calls with Sylvia. And then for the next 2 hours, I'm going to have open lines. I'll continue to update you on this very tragic situation in West Virginia when the world thought that 12 of the 13 miners were alive. Now we find out 12 of the 13 are dead. And I tell you, I'm angry about that. I'm angry that... that this could get misunderstood and that the media down there could start reporting that on all the major networks and run with a story that was not backed up yet. I mean, journalism 101 that they taught us 30-some years ago in school is check out these stories, then double-check them and make sure you're right. How could you take these families with that euphoria through this kind of excitement and then destroy their worlds when they find out that their loved ones are all dead? Well, we'll talk about that in about a half hour. We'll be back in a moment with our guest, Sylvia Brown, on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on January 12th, predictions program with a number of predictors, I'm hosting that in demand. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to their website at www.predictions.tv and take a look at it. The program is January 12th. And I believe it will run throughout January, but that is the one-time big debut if you want to watch it on that night, and then we'll talk about it on the program. If you want to help some children, needy children, 60 cents a day, if you can afford $18 a month for a one-year commitment, please take care of Children International. We're very close to satisfying this week our goal of sponsoring a number of children for them. A couple ways you can do this. You can go to the coasttocoastam.com website. On the left side of the screen, look at the yellow flashing banner. That's how you just click that. You can sponsor a child that way. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-869-9863. That's 1-800-869-9863. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Sylvia Brown will take your phone calls for the rest of this hour as they line up. Sylvia, with the accuracy rate that you have, and it is very high, of the few that you get wrong, do they sometimes become right, maybe later on?
Yeah, but see, I didn't believe that they were alive.
What's that, the miners?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I think that they're, and see, I've been on the show with you, so I don't know, but I don't think that there's any that are going to, you know, make it.
Well, that's not a good situation.
No.
I'll talk about that next hour. I'm concerned how the media
what was
can
there,
just...
13?
13 were in there, and they said one had died, 12 were
alive. Well, there's 12 gone, and there's...
I think the misunderstanding for you was that I was telling you after the fact about the fact that they were alive. Had they had that story not broken while we were on the air, what do you think would have happened? And that's where I think we threw a curveball at you.
Yeah, no, I just believe that they were gone.
Well, I think, unfortunately, you may be right. West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to say that, Sylvia, I love watching you on Montel.
Oh, thank you.
And I even watch the reruns. I try to watch it every week because I just enjoy you so much. And George, I've been a Coast to Coast listener for probably 15 years.
Yeah, hasn't everybody?
Welcome aboard. Thanks.
But,
I'm glad you're here.
The question I had was training and consulting companies for the coming year. How do you see those rising or falling?
No, I see them rising.
You see them rising?
Uh-huh, I see them really rising. Consulting, getting businesses back on their feet, the whole works.
Well, specifically in security, maybe customer service?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and even human resourcing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could I ask you who my spirit guide is real quick?
Yeah, his name is Benjamin.
His name is Benjamin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I had an imaginary playmate as a kid, and my mom tells me her name was Penny, so I just kind of figured that. But, okay.
Okay, darling.
All right. Thanks, Sylvia.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you being on the program. Every time I hear the word Penny, I want to sing that song, Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven, yeah.
First time caller line. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Stacy. I'm from Dayton, Tennessee.
Okay, Stacy.
I have a question about MS. I was wondering, is there going to be a cure?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I think they're going to find something that has to do with the hypothalamus gland that they're going to really work on. That it's going to be, let's put it this way. I don't know if it's so much of a cure. I guess remission would be a cure, to put it into remission.
Okay. Is it okay if I ask you who my spirit guide is?
You're breaking up a little bit, Stacy.
I
couldn't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is there any way I could ask you who my spirit guide is?
Yeah, her name is Bernadette.
Is what?
Bernadette.
Oh, okay. Look, I thank you guys very much.
Let me ask, why the curiosity from people, Sylvia? Why do they want to know their spirit guide's name?
I think it's rather than saying, hey, you, or who the heck are you, I think... it's a human thing. We want to identify, so at least we know who the heck to call on.
Next up, Wild Card Line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
One more time.
Hello?
Yes, well,
that's
here we are.
That's her third time, Sylvia. We give them three hellos,
okay.
And then then we move on.
Okay.
East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. This is Annette from San Antonio, Texas.
Go ahead, Annette.
I have one question. What does it mean to have realistic dreams in the sense that you can practically feel, step, fly, like it's real?
Yeah, but see, that's just like the caller we had before. That's an astral projection. It means that the soul is going out of the body.
Oh, and is it possible to go to different worlds?
Oh, you can go to the other side. You know, I say don't just stick on the ceiling. That's no fun. I mean, you know, will yourself to go to the other side or, you know, go out in space and see what's going on. You know, I wouldn't just hang around the house.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. That was it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, first-time caller line. Your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Alex from Portland, Oregon.
Alex. Thanks for calling.
Sylvia, you speak of the polar shift. When that happens, is Portland, Oregon a good place to be or not?
Yes, it is. Oregon is pretty safe. It really is. And the Midwest is safe. What I'm more concerned about is the coastal areas eventually.
Okay. And one real quick, who's my spirit guide?
His name is Joseph.
Okay. Thank you very much. Love you, Sylvia.
I love you too, dear.
All right. Who's my spirit guide?
His name is, strangely enough, is Agamemnon. It's like the...
Agamemnon?
You know, yes.
Who in the heck is he?
I don't know, but he's your guide.
Agamemnon.
Yes.
I hope check that and make sure he doesn't come up in some kind of devil book or anything like
that. No, he doesn't. No.
Let's go to our wild card line. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hi, George, and greetings from Kansas, Sylvia. I'm calling to find out if you know of any help for children. Adult children that are on crack cocaine, if there's any help in the coming future we can do or...
No, I think the best thing you can do, and strangely enough, is an intervention. I think that's the only thing that really works. But here we go again. The person has to want to. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have to want to.
Okay.
But I think the best thing to do is an intervention, you know, and the only thing that we have available now is, you know, to rehab.
Right. We've tried that. So I just wanted to tell you I had three Westies.
Oh, yeah, I love
anyway,
them.
We love you in Kansas.
Oh, well, honey, I'm a Missouri girl, so I'm right across
I
the...
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Right, thanks. Sylvia, how come, why can't all disasters be avoided if psychics can see them? Why can't
we? Well, you know, that's a good question. But, you know, I think that, too, I think that some disasters is as predestination as this sounds is, I don't think we're supposed to know. I think there's just certain things we have to learn. And I think that every psychic, in fact, if they were right all the time, I think that would be really scary. And there wasn't one psychic, and I'll tell you the truth, that knew that 9/11 was going to happen. The only thing that I saw, and I think I told you this before, is I saw fire everywhere, but I can't put that to that because I didn't get 9/11. So I think there's certain things that are blocked from us because people have to learn.
Well, what about the fact that the psychics can't see then everything like that, like 9/11? Why the block?
I think it's because it's a learning process. See, in other words, you can't, it's like you saying, or you and I talking about knowing that somebody was going to die. We can't just go up. And, you know, let's say, hypothetically, I did know. Who in the hell would I call, and who in the heck would have believed me? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although I'm not saying I saw it, I would tell you, but I didn't see it. No.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
My name's Jenny, and I'm calling from Utah.
Okay, Jenny, go ahead.
I love you, Sylvia. And
I love you, too,
thank you
dear.
Thank you for everything you do. My question is what is my theme or purpose for life?
Well, you have a tremendous responsibility theme, but the one that you've been dealing with is so hard is a rejection theme.
Okay.
But, you know, once you learn it's like algebra, then you don't have to keep learning it.
Rejection, like, as far as dealing with it right now?
No, I think you dealt with that much earlier in your life.
Okay. How many past lives have I had?
42.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that ought to make you tired.
That does make you tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, can I ask you who my spirit guide is?
Yeah, her name is Valerie.
Valerie.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give her agnominium like you gave me?
She doesn't like that name.
Thank you so much, Sylvia.
All right, darling.
Thanks.
Thanks.
42 guys. Past lives. How come someone can have 42 past lives?
I think it's, you know, and I used to worry because I've had 54, and I used to think, what in the hell is wrong with me? Can't I get it right? And then my guide said, no, that's not the case. People who have a lot of lives, see, you've had 51. It's just that we just want to come down and learn for God. Some people want a PhD. Some people just want a GED. No one goes over there and criticizes anybody. It just depends on how much you want to learn for God.
So you do come back. See, I always thought you came back to get more perfect, and eventually you don't come back anymore.
That's
because
true.
You've reached that heaven level.
That's right. You've reached, and people say to me when I tell them they're on their last life, they say, oh, I'm not good enough. See, we're not a judge of that. We're not a judge of that.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Cindy from Auburn.
Yes. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Sylvia. Sure I'd thing. Like to ask about business prospects for the next year, and then also if it's possible to get messages from personalized license plates and who might be behind them.
Now, explain that one for me.
I don't
do
understand, honey.
Well, for example, I'll be thinking about something or somebody or concerned about something, and as I drive along, personalized license plates will come up and give a message or an answer.
Yeah, but I think that's your own psychic ability that's putting that to it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think we get messages all the time. It's just that we're just not aware of it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
People get messages from their loved ones. They drop coins. They ring the phone. They bring scents and, you know, smells. And people just walk right through it, and they don't see it.
And I'm just seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first question?
Business prospects for the next year.
Business prospects. It looks like you're going to start your own business. It's going to go up on internet in some way. And it looks like it's going to have to do with products and service both.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Is 2006 a good year for most people to start a business?
You know what is really interesting, and I know you're going to think that I've gone way out here, but I've always found that uneven years are the years that we're really learning and grappling with, and then even number years settle down. It's sort of like we get a balance. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So 2006, which of course does become an 8, is also an even number, a balanced number. But even the Asians don't like the 5s, you know, or the uneven numbers, because they just feel that those are the years that we're really learning, or those are the, you know, the years of testing.
Well, they love the 8s, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. Sylvia?
Yes.
I would like to know, for people who are trying to buy a house or make more money, what do you see happening for this year?
I think the best thing you can do, and, you know, and it is available to buy, lease to buy and repos. You know, we call it in California fix and flip. It's the best thing you can do. And God knows I'm not a real estate agent, but I don't think there's anything better than you can invest in property.
One more question. What do you think about living for today and not being obsessive about planning your future?
Oh, I think that's the only way to live, because that's all we have is this moment. You know, my grandmother used to say anticipation is greater than the realization. And you stop and think about it. If everything we ever worried about in life came true, we'd probably be dead by now.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, darling.
All right, thanks. Somebody writes me and says that agnominium was the famous, this is my spirit guide, mm-hmm. was the famous Greek hero who was killed by his wife's lover.
Yeah.
Great, thanks. He's my, and I've got him watching over me.
Well, no, it's not the same one. It just has the same name.
Oh, well, how do we know this?
I know it.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a fairly common name in Greek and Roman times.
I don't want to have some guy who was killed by his wife's ex-lover.
Yeah, coming out of the woodwork. Yeah, no.
West of the Rockies. You're on with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Yes, hi there. I have a question for Sylvia. Regarding Andrew Jackson Davis's wonderful words, there are no deaths. There is no death. I can get it right. There is no death. There are no dead. Yes.
Right.
Right. And I believe that you ascribe to that.
Yeah. See, my guide told me something that was very strange. She said, we're the dead and they're the living. And
I like that.
Yeah. She said, no, when you come into life, you die. When you go back home is when you live.
Oh, that's quite lovely. I once heard someone say something about how what it's like to die. It's like when you're a child and you're on an outing and you're somewhere and you fall asleep, say, in the car, in the buggy.
Yeah, you just step over the cord. That's right.
And you wake up in your own bed. That's what it's like to
die.
That's
right. You go back home, honey.
I love it. I love that very much. But my question for you is this burning, angry, very human thing, which is, but not personally speaking, this is kind of generic. Since there is redemption for all in the afterlife, and I do ascribe to that, and I think that's fantastic.
Right.
But what about the folks who really... And then we get entrapped in this human thing. What about the folks who don't deserve it?
Is they just keep coming back, honey, because this is hell. We call it the left door. They just keep revolving. They kind of recycle where you and I go through the tunnel into the light, into the other side. They just go back right into utero.
Oh, my God, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the end of 2001, if you want to get into a little science fiction here. Now, I have a question, personally speaking. I have been endeavoring to chronicle and write in a form that would be acceptable for modern audiences the story of Charles B. Rosna, Hydesville, the Fox sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a reason to not do this?
No, I think you're being propelled to do it.
Oh, you are so right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm stuck.
Well, you'll unblock. You've just had a lot going on. You'll unblock.
Oh, bless your heart. And all your other vital organs.
And you too, darling.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you being on the program as well. Sylvia, the clock is going to get us. Website, sylvia.org, correct?
Right.
Latest two books, where can you get them?
You can order them. If you can see what I see is already going to be out at the end of the month, and Lessons for Life is already out, so you can get both of them.
Okay, very good. Sylvia, thanks for being on the program.
And I love you, dear.
Trying circumstances. Appreciate it. That's Sylvia Brown. Now, what I shall do for you in the next couple hours, we're going to have open lines. I'm going to update you on this very strange, now I can say sad story of the coal miners. It's got everybody confused. It even has Sylvia Brown confused. And I'll be back in a moment with open lines, and we'll just keep going for a few hours. We'll be back in a moment.